And we're live. Welcome everyone to the Renegade Society Radio live stream. We are so lucky to have amazing guest Scott Gaeta with us tonight.
I'm a guest.
And Danny Lowe. How are you both this evening?
Good. I'm a little bit toasty. I'm wearing multiple shirts.
What is happening?
Someone double dog dared me to, and I'm a good employee who doesn't back down from a challenge, so I had to.
No, that's not the way it happened. So you just out of the blue posted in our Slack channel and said, I'm wearing the kids on bike shirt tonight. Nobody else can wear it. And you called dibs on it. And that was crap. So, and then you made some comment about, I'll just wear all the shirts and then nobody can wear any of the shirts. And then I said, I double dog dare you. And then you took the bait.
Okay.
That is true.
That's what happened. Yeah. That's the official story.
And during all of this, I was busy actually working and ignoring both of you. So I wore the overlay shirt anyway.
John Paul says triple dog dare. No, I was holding the triple dog dare in reserve just in case. It was only a double dog dare. That's all it took.
That was easy.
All it took.
Yeah. Next time, though. Next time.
Robert Nolan is telling you to turn up the AC. Do you even have AC? You live in San Diego. It's never hot there.
I have two fans, and I turned them off so that they wouldn't be noisy.
Aha.
I know.
Uh-oh.
This is almost not worth it, but I'm going to stick to it.
So, speaking of your epic t-shirts, we are getting ready for Gen Con, and that's what our show is going to be about this evening, and we're making new shirts for Gen Con.
We are.
I'm excited about that. We are. Yeah. So at Origins, we made the shirts that Danny is wearing. So we made a shirt, all of them. We made one for Overlight, Kids on Bikes, Prowler's Passage, Altiplano, Junk Orbit, and T-Dragon Society. And we are making another one for Gunky Mono for Con. So that'll be pretty exciting. So if you're going to be at Gen Con, you'll have to come and stop by our booth and see our new shirts.
But nobody's allowed to wear them because Danny's going to call dibs on all of them.
Yeah. I'm going to be wearing about 80 shirts at once. Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The whole box of them for all of our demo staff. We're going to make you wear all of them at once.
We're just going to roll you into the convention center.
Oh, my goodness. So what are you guys working on to get ready for Gen Con? I know, Danny, you have a lot going on because you sort of got all this stuff dumped on you when you started. So what's up with you this week?
Well, today I spent the majority of my time working on this super exciting thing that we're not announcing until Monday. No, Wednesday, a week from today.
Wait, which one? The first one or the second super exciting thing that we're not announcing until later?
The third. It's not a game. This is a scavenger hunt.
Oh. All right. So we just announced it.
We don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That could be anything. You can be looking for anything. But okay. I spent a lot of my time doing that and figuring out all the rules and prizes and stuff. So that's exciting. Other than that, I've been making press meetings to talk about all of our games, and that is also exciting. There's a lot of people and a lot of games to talk about, so I'll be busy at the show.
So what are press meetings at Gen Con? What are they like?
It's people with cameras who come and want to learn about our games, so I'll walk them from table to table talking about all of our new releases, what's cool about them, how to play them, when they're available. So yeah, mini demos.
Okay, mini demos. All right, nice.
That's cool. Because you deal with the media people basically all year round, and this is another chance for you to get to spend some time with them and meet them face to face and connect with them a little bit too. Because media is very important in this industry.
Yeah, it's super vital. Like, they are the ones who get everyone else excited about our games. So I spend most of my time emailing with them back and forth all year long, so it's nice to be able to talk about our games in person.
That's cool. Yeah, so do you find that at Gen Con your time just fills up and you don't have enough time to get to everybody?
Yeah, so instead of sending out a general scheduler and saying, hey, come to me, I have to pick and choose who I'm meeting with, because at Gen Con, everyone's there. There's so many press people. So if I just let everyone meet with me, you'd never see me. I'd never do anything else except talk to people. And I need to be working the sales counter. What?
Oh, you have other things to do. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, other than press meetings, I'll be working the sales counter, selling stuff. Oh,
with Leisha.
With Leisha, right. Yeah, super exciting.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't know if you want us to be combined all the time.
Yeah.
So Leisha is our operations manager, and she's worked with Scott and I at another company, and she got to work at the sales counter at conventions because really she spends all of her time making sure that the factory is doing what they need to do for us and getting things to move where they need to go. But she doesn't really play games, and so we put her on the sales counter because she's great at that part, but really couldn't demo games no matter how hard she tried. So it was always, but she was great. Like watching her sell things is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's awesome, but she's going to corrupt Danny and be over. So
that sounds right.
Yeah, we only let Leash out, once a year. That's it. She can come.
Oh, it's going to be a blast. Mm-hmm. So Scott, you also have a pretty busy meeting schedule at Gen Con. What are you up to?
Most of my meetings are with designers, though this year it's a little different. I'm not meeting with as many new designers that we've never met with before. I'm meeting with some, but just nowhere near as many as in the past. We're really using this year because we have so many big projects with designers in the works that we're using this to get together with them. We did this kind of at Origins too, get together, play a new iteration of the game, do some development. And just work on big stuff that we're working on for 2019 and 2020. So that's a lot of my time is going to be eaten up doing that. So
that's a little bit different than your past Gen Cons, because as Renegade has grown, we sort of went from not knowing any designers and spending all of your time just scouting for brand new designers and new games, and now you're shifting towards more of the development side of things. So yeah. How are you going to plan on finding new games if you're doing all this development work?
Well, I mean, it's a balancing act for sure. Like, we're definitely looking at new games, but I mean, you guys know our 2019 schedule is pretty much set. So we're kind of taking our time now as we fill in the slots for 2020. You know, we always leave a couple wild card slots open in case something comes along that we can drop in there. But, you know, we're looking at games now. I have Dan Bojanowski, so he's looking at lots of games too, and he's meeting with people, and you guys do as well. So there's that. But, you know, moving forward, we're probably going to be putting out less projects, but bigger projects. So it just takes more time. And when everybody's all over the world, these opportunities where everybody's together, like at an Origins or at a Gen Con or PAX or a BGG or something, that's an opportunity for us to get together, because we can get a lot more work done when everybody's together in person. So in touch base. So yeah, working on that, some digital stuff. I've been working on Power Rangers a lot. We haven't announced exactly what we're doing with that yet, but it's being worked on and it's really good. So there you go. Yeah, so all sorts of stuff. But yeah, the toughest part with Gen Con is that show could be 7 or 8 days and we could fill up every single day. Like, we get in on Monday and my first meeting is 10 a.m. on Tuesday. So we're just busy, and every night is pretty much booked at this point too.
Yeah, it's a pretty intense show, but it's great. One of my favorite things about it is that there are so many fans there that we actually get to see in person. And I think that really makes it worth all the effort that we put into these games. And I know our entire team works incredibly hard, and it wouldn't matter if you guys didn't have fun with it. So it's great to actually get to see people excited. Like last year at our booth, it was super crazy. The minute they opened the doors, we were just slammed. Like literally people were slamming each other into the games at our booth.
Yeah, it was out of control. They came and shut us down on the first day. I don't remember the guy at Gen Con who it was, but he came up and was like, freaking out. He's like, you guys got to get this under control. We were blocking the aisles, and it was a bit of a mob. So we didn't get it under control. It took us like an hour and a half to get it all kind of finally normal. So.
Yeah, it was pretty nuts, but that was fun. So last year we released Clank in Space, and that was a bit of a surprise. We basically didn't really tell anybody that we were going to have a new Clank until we got there. So that was super fun, and people were excited about that. But also Ex Libris, we talked about it a little bit before the convention, and people knew we were going to have it. And about half the people there were excited about that instead of Clank in Space, which was it's surprising to me. It was awesome. Brand new game nobody had ever heard of before.
Yeah, for sure. Mike Paschal joined us late. He's like, Sarah has an RGS shirt. Danny has all the RGS shirts, and I don't. Danny said I wasn't allowed to wear an RGS shirt, so I'm wearing the Goonies because I've been reading Kids on Bikes again since we just got our copies in recently. So that's why I'm wearing the Goonies, and also because Danny's a jerk.
That's a big part of it, really.
The background, but that's the moral of the story.
The rest of it's pretty unimportant.
Yeah, she's just out of control. So what are you doing to get ready for Gen Con, Sarah?
So I took all of the things that I was doing and I threw them at Danny mostly. But there's still a few other little things. Hotels, I'm sure anyone who is going to Gen Con or who has ever gone to Gen Con understands how much of a pain hotels are. So I've been still managing that. Also making the shirts, I kept that on my plate because I made all the shirts for Origins, so that was easier for me. I am doing one other thing. I forgot about this. I'm going to have to go and get them and show you. Do you guys want to talk about something else for a minute? I'm doing a craft project.
Oh, okay. Go get your craft project and then we'll look at it.
That's actually a task that I gave Sarah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, I'm going to get my craft project. I'll be back.
Okay, sounds good. So Danny, now you're in charge of the events for Renegade, right?
Yes.
So people don't realize like Gen Con takes a lot of work. So dealing with the decorator and the convention center and all that, like how horrible is that? It's pretty horrible, right?
Yes, it's very stressful. Oh my gosh. So first you have to design your booth space, and I can actually show you my arts and crafts. This is our event space drawn to scale semi-accurately. So you have to plan out all of your tables, which games are going to go on them, where your banners go. This is our booth. Spoiler alert. It is not this small in real life. It should be 20 by 40. So you have to plan all that. Then you have to design your banners and get them printed. So the big stressful part of printing is making sure everything arrives on time. So that's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
All the banners are at the printer.
Yeah. Oh, the banners and then all the product too. So that's where Alicia comes in. She's going crazy because of course we have stuff coming in containers that arrives this month. That's going to go to Gen Con. And then we have all our air freight stuff. I think last year we had 10 pallets, 10 full-size pallets that were air freighted from China directly to Gen Con, plus all our other stuff. And then we pay for offsite, well, not offsite, but additional storage at the loading dock. So we get a truck and we store stuff in there and we can restock. It's out of control. It's a big deal. It's also a big investment for us. So we have to make sure that we watch what we do and do it right, because we spend a lot of money at these things. So they have to be worth it.
Yeah. Speaking of investing in things, there's a new program at Gen Con and we decided to be part of it. It's called the Pin Bazaar, and it's run by one company, but he manages it, and all of the companies that want to be involved each get to make their own enamel pins. And he actually did this at Origins as well. And so we're going to be part of that program again. We're doing special pins. They're part of the Pin Bazaar training program, and we're doing them for Overlight and Gunkimono and Clankin' Space and also T-Dragon Society.
I have some of our Origins pins right here. Like here was that was the Junk Orbit one for Origins.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Kids on Bikes. Nice.
Oh, I love that one. That's super
Here's the one for Red Raven. Give Red Raven a shout out. They did a Red Raven pin. That's
nice. Really awesome. That's one of my favorite ones I saw. I think it turned out really well.
Yeah, they did a good job. So will we have leftover Origins pins available at Gen Con?
Yeah, so if you weren't able to make it to Gen Con and you still want to collect all of the Pin Bazaar pins, you can stop by our booth and find those. And that is my craft project that Danny assigned to me, because I like having craft projects to do. So I'm making shadow boxes with cork boards so we can display all of our pins. So if you want to come by and see what ones we have available still, you can do that.
That's cool.
Yeah, we forgot to name the best pin ever.
What?
Which is Alfonso from Altiplano.
Oh, yes. We threw that one. We snuck it in at the very last moment. So we are also doing an Altiplano pin.
How do you get an Altiplano pin?
The same way you can get any pin, which is by spending at least $25 at a booth or just buying one for $10.
Oh, okay. So you can just get them for free when you buy games.
Mm-hmm. But you can do it anyway, so it's easy.
Yeah. How about what's the Overlight pin? We're doing an Overlight pin, right?
Actually, we have two different Overlight pins. So the one that we gave away at Origins to the people who played in the very first Overlight events that ever happened was for the Skybound Order. So we'll still have some extra ones. Skyborn Order.
That was this one, right?
Yeah, that one. So we have extras of those that we'll still have at Gen Con, but then we're also doing the Overlight logo, so the pin will look more like this.
Hey, how did you get a Renegade shirt? Did you get special permission from Overlord Low?
No, I was doing my job and ignoring both of you. I was in a Power Rangers meeting while I don't know what you guys are doing.
Were you paying attention to the show notes that were in the Google Doc?
I made those show notes.
Well, we were filling in stuff for ourselves, and then Danny decided to, she was going in, I was typing under my name, and she was correcting my typos. I was like, get out of my space.
I'm so helpful.
So here's a question. This is very serious, so you need to think about it. I heard conflicting reports, and I don't know what the true story is, but we really need to get to the bottom of this. Who invited Danny on this show in the first place? Because since she's been involved, it's become very uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable?
Yeah. I didn't get to wear the shirt that I wanted to wear, and I don't like that.
Well, you should have more comfortable clothes in your wardrobe, apparently.
No, I like my Goonie shirt, don't get me wrong, but... I mean, she was like, I called dibs on Kids on Bikes. Then it was like, I'm just wearing all the shirts, so figure it out. That wasn't, yeah.
I invited her. Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, the typical answer is blame Sarah.
Right. That's right. The enemy of fun. So.
If it makes it less fun for Scott, then that's the right choice.
I'm having tons of fun, so thank you.
Oh, wonderful. I like it.
So horrible.
Oh. Sorry, my bird is getting rowdy.
That's okay. If your bird starts making more noise, my cat's going to run in and attack my monitor because all he wants to do is kill birds. He's already killed one, so it's the true story.
Oh, my goodness.
So, speaking of shirts, I saw people want shirts. Are we going to make shirts available to people someday, maybe? Is that a thing?
These shirts are crazy expensive. So, if you want a shirt for $50, let me know. We're working on it. So we did make shirts for our demo team as partly kind of as a test, just to see how people got excited about them, if people did really like them. And the response for them at Origins was great. People were really excited and wanted to buy them, and we didn't have any for sale, and we're sorry about that. But we are working on making them more reasonably priced, because the ones that we made for our staff were actually really expensive. So we don't want to make them for you guys and feel like you're paying too much, but we want to make them still fun and cool. So soon, that is in the plan. If you guys want shirts, please tell us, because that'll help.
Yeah, Sarah blew the shirt budget.
Oh, if only that weren't true.
Yeah. Yeah, I think these shirts, they were like $23 a piece or something.
They were really expensive, yeah.
I know, Robin. So Robin is our finance controller person, and she's like, do you know how much you're paying for a shirt? Like, but they look really cool.
I love the sleeve thing, but that's probably not going to be there on the ones we sell.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll make them cool.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, Daniel Zayas can make them for us cheaper.
Oh.
He knows a guy. That's exciting. Nice. We'll have to talk. Well, but we do get them made locally in San Diego, which I think is pretty cool. Yeah. It's nice to support local companies.
Yeah, it was really low quantities, and they're very nice cotton shirts. We didn't want those stiff Gildan. Like, I hate those shirts. I don't want to wear them, so I wouldn't get them for our staff to wear. So.
Yeah, these are comfy. I wear these at home all the time. Like,
yeah, I do too, except for when I'm told I'm not allowed to.
They're so comfy. Sad. I wear all of them. All
that. That's lucky.
Oh, Mike says, how about RGS bandanas and we can start a street gang?
Ooh. And you have to ride your bike around.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
With our lanyards covered in pins.
Right, but a bike, like a bike with pedals.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Have we announced the other thing that we're giving away at our booth for anyone who wants one?
The bags.
Oh, I don't think we've talked about the bags. We should save that.
I'm talking about them tomorrow. Oh,
okay.
Danny, see that little yellow icon on your screen that says live?
Yeah.
That means people can hear you. Okay. So you're talking about, you can talk about them now. Yeah, sure.
So they look like what Sarah's wearing, except they're bags.
He's saying it looks like I'm wearing a bag.
Our shirts are very flattering.
Actually, they're big enough for Sarah to fit inside.
Mm-hmm. They are. They're pretty huge.
Yeah.
They're the huge, I don't know, like 2.5 foot tall bags that you can fit all of your haul into, but they have overlight artwork on it. So they're beautiful.
They are. And we're doing that with Gen Con. Gen Con's got a plan.
Yeah. Rainbows all over the exhibit hall. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So many rainbows.
Nice. Hey, Sarah, by the way, you look great in that bag.
We need to find one of those people who's very talented who takes the huge San Diego Comic-Con bags and turns them into a dress.
Oh, one of my friends of my kids, she's one of those people. So, yeah, Warner Brothers actually sends her the bags early, and she makes those dresses and stuff and then wears them to Comic-Con and everything. I don't know if she still does it, but she was one of the first people doing it in San Diego down at Comic-Con.
Well, that needs to happen.
If somebody wants to send me some bags early, I might be able to get that in motion.
They're all at Gen Con already.
Oh, well, I guess no is the answer.
Sorry. I can double check, but I think they're all gone.
Well, nice try. Maybe next year. Better planning.
Yeah. No, they're very cool, though. I'm excited to see them. I think that's going to be fun.
They're cool.
Last year
we do need to test the theory and put Sarah in the bag.
Okay. It's a deal.
All right.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh, Richard is wondering if we're going to be at San Diego Comic-Con next week. Are you guys going to that?
Danny and I are, yeah. Yep.
Nice, nice. So, since you live in San Diego, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think I'm only going to be there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then I'm out. Danny might be there longer, depends. I don't know. You're going to get tired of it. Is this your first San Diego Comic Con?
Yeah, I've never been to any sort of Comic Con before, so I'm excited and a little bit terrified, but I've been to Gen Con. I don't know if it's comparable.
No. So, so San Diego Comic Con, the convention center, the exhibit hall is about, I don't know, 5 times bigger than the exhibit hall at Gen Con. I mean, it's the whole convention center is just the exhibit hall. Upstairs is like panels and stuff like that. And then all of the gas lamp district, basically where you live, mm-hmm. becomes an extension of the convention center. So all the hotels have programming in them. It is just, it's like, I think their ticketed attendance is 130,000 people, 125,000 people ticketed. But then I don't know what, even what the numbers are anymore. 40, 50,000 people then still come down to downtown just to do all the stuff because they can't get into the convention center. I mean, studios, they take over Petco Park. In years past, it's been a giant zombie thing. Like Conan O'Brien like would come to town and like just rent out a storefront. They take over storefronts in the gas lamp. It's like the pop culture circus has come to town. It's it's amazing and overwhelming all at the same time. And anything that you need to go to, you need to leave. Like if it's a 5 minute walk, it's now a 30 minute walk. So it's, yeah, it's awesome. You're gonna have a great time, but it's wear comfortable shoes. And I've seen the shoes that you wear sometimes. Wear comfortable.
Very comfortable. That's why I wear them all the time.
Uh-huh. Sure. This will be the test.
I feel like San Diego Comic Con makes Gen Con feel relaxed and airy.
Though it's crazy. There's been times where I go down for meetings and never go into the convention center. So
we actually had, instead of having a booth 1 year at a previous company, we actually rented out a space in a store downtown and completely redid the interior, like painted it, redid walls, set up an entire pop-up store just for San Diego Comic-Con, just for those few days. It was crazy.
Oh, that was awesome. But that was a month's worth of work just to put that up. And that was, Laura Waniak's project. I think it almost killed her.
It was close.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, you'll have a good time. Yeah, so people out there, if there's designers in town, actually our schedule at San Diego is very relaxed. We're mostly meeting with media partners and some business partners and stuff and some licensors and things like that. But we have time. So if there's people in San Diego that want to get together and talk some business, we can do that.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. It'll be relaxed for us. We don't have a booth, so it's nice.
Yeah, we're just floating.
Yeah, we're floaters.
Yeah, and then not too long after Gen Con, we were actually going to New York Comic Con as well. So that'll be exciting. If you're on the exact opposite side of the country, almost as far as you can possibly be, then we'll be there for Comic Con. And mostly showing off Scott Pilgrim, T-Dragon Society. We'll be right next to Oni Press's booth there. So that should be pretty fun.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. Oh, yeah, speaking of T-Dragon, we just ordered another print run of T-Dragon Society. Today.
Exciting.
Yeah, we're almost out of the first production and just ordered more.
It's only 2 weeks old.
It is only 2 weeks old, but yeah, it's awesome. It's a really good game. I don't know if everybody understands, like it's for younger players, but accessible, right? It's a family game. Mm-hmm. But the sweet spot was we were trying to make it accessible and playable by the kids that the book is intended for, which the book is a children's book. So those guys, Tyler and Steve, really did a great job, like just hitting that sweet spot. And it's kind of like a very light deck builder. So it's cool.
I think it's really important to remember how many people there still are out there that don't play board games. We spend so much time with all of our friends who play board games and sort of in this little bubble of the board game world. That's really our tribe. But there's all these people outside of our tribe who don't know about games yet. And having a few of these games in our catalog every once in a while, like the T-Dragon Society, that is just going to open up that world to so many more people, I think is great. And I'm really happy that we get to do that. And I think T-Dragon does it really, really well.
Yep. JR says, hi, Sarah. evidently the rest of us are, you know, we're not here. That's okay.
Oh, it's silly.
We're taking fights in chat.
Danny won't let him wear any shirts either.
Right. Hope you don't want to wear a shirt. All right. So what else is going on? So Gen Con is a tremendous amount of work. Every spare minute is booked up with crazy time. But what else do we have going on? Which games are we bringing to Gen Con? What are the new games?
There's a lot of them. So tell me if I miss any here. There's Arboretum, Circus Puppy, Gunky Mono, Clank Apocalypse, Fireworks.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, Fireworks, what's that? Have we announced that one yet? Yeah,
we've announced Fireworks. Outbreak Undead, the Survivor's Guide, which is an RPG. Overlight, which is our first RPG, Kids on Bikes, and also accessories for Overlight and Kids on Bikes. And I believe that we're bringing some unannounced accessories for Outbreak Undead as well. Oh. Did I miss anything?
Mm. What do we do? And then, no, I don't. Well, yeah. No, you know, you've announced all the stuff that we're announcing so far.
All of the things I can talk about have been talked about, yes.
Yeah. Good job. Only saying the things you're supposed to say, unlike Danny, who doesn't
feel like me.
Bags.
What do we have going on event-wise? What are we doing for events?
We have Clank tournaments, and we also have How to Play tournaments, Kids on Bikes, and Outbreak Undead, and Overlight. We're doing How to Play events and sort of intro launch events for all of those. And we have an incredible team of people who are really dedicated to the RPG world. It takes so much more knowledge and skill to run an RPG at an event like this, I think, than, like, I'm super impressed with our board game guys because our board game demoers know a lot of different games, and so they're really working hard to learn a bunch of different stuff, and our RPG demoers are really working hard to make a great experience with just that one game. So we'll be doing all of those things. And also, do you want to talk about signings?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to do that.
That's fine. I'll talk about them.
Okay. All right, go. So, oh, yeah. All right, signings. Sorry, Mike Paschal said that you forgot something, but we'll come back to that. All right.
Oh, we all missed it. Mike is better at our jobs.
That's usually true. Oh my gosh, of course. It's even right above me. I can't count that high.
But signings. This year in our booth, we're going to have a signing table right there in the corner.
Really small.
Yeah, our designers are practicing their fine print signatures.
Okay.
We have some of our designers who have chosen to spend some time at our booth, and we'll be announcing the times in the following weeks. But we have Randy Hoyt, who's the co-designer of Spy Club. We have Alex Caverne, who did Prowler's Passage. Steve Ellis will be there for T-Dragon, and then we've got the whole crew for Overlight. So George, Paul, and Quan Chai will be doing signings.
Nice. And Quan Chai has a portfolio, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have those there? Yeah. So we have a...
Yeah, we're going to have those there, and those are not going to make it to retail. So if you want to pick that up and you weren't part of the Kickstarter, they're going to be hard to find otherwise. And especially having Quan Chai there, if you want it signed by him, which would make sense, definitely stop by and pick up his art portfolio because those prints are beautiful.
Yeah, no, he's awesome. I still need to get, so I don't, not everybody knows this, but for Overlight, some of the art that he did for Overlight, he actually painted traditionally by request. So I still need to get the originals from him, but Joanna Barnum, who also did art for Overlight, she did her pieces traditionally as well, and they are sitting in packages over there. I am waiting. I haven't even opened them yet. I'm waiting for an opportunity. Maybe we'll do that at our next live show. We'll open them up, show off the paintings.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that'd be fun. But we need to get them open because they're supposedly in there. It's like Christmas. And they're just sitting there. I'm being good. I'm like, oh, this would be more exciting to actually open up live and let everybody see them, you know, when we see them, but we got to do it soon or they're not going to last.
Mm-hmm. So true. Ooh, Christopher Chen just got into chat. Hi, Chris. How's it going? We're having Chris on the booth to sign too, right? Is Chris going to be there? No?
I did not schedule Chris.
Oh, no. Chris, are you going to be at Gen Con? If so, you should come and say hi.
There's still time. You should talk to me.
That's hilarious.
Why do you not like Chris, Danny?
Oh my goodness. No, it's just for reasons that we haven't talked about. I thought that we couldn't talk about Chris either.
Oh, that's true. Sarah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. I spent a fair amount of time today reading through a designer diary from Chris.
Ooh, I spent my morning reading a rule book by Chris.
It was just a okay, I guess.
All right, just a reminder, the little live light is on.
It could have been anything.
Careful. Oh, that's true. It could have been anything. It is something.
It is something. Oh, man. So what evening events are we doing at Gen Con?
I don't know. I mean, I have a lot of meetings and stuff at night. I think one night we have an overlight thing, though, right?
Yeah, so we did one special pledge level during our Kickstarter that was for a VIP experience at Overlight. And we have a fantastic person who decided to sign up for that. He's bringing his four friends, and we're going to have a party. It should be fun.
Nice. Are we going to play the game?
Yeah, so Paul and George are actually going to run a game of Overlight for that group. And I expect it to be quite special. We've gotten to play in games with Paul as the GM before, and they're really fun.
Yeah, he's great, but I don't want to just watch. I actually want to play.
Well, I don't know if you get to play. Did you sign up as a VIP?
No, I didn't.
Well, that's too bad.
It is. I didn't buy the VIP package. Oh, well.
So JR Heinke is in the chat too. Are you guys running another Nerd Night charity event this year? If so, you should tell the chat about that. Those are usually a pretty good way to support your community and give back to board gaming. So that's always fun. What else? There's also the Ennies that we're going to. We're going to do that Friday night.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we're going to go check them out. We don't have anything eligible this year though.
That's true. So since nothing has been published within the right time frame, we can't apply for the Ennies. And for you guys who don't know, the Ennies are an RPG award, and they're actually a pretty big deal. There aren't a ton of RPG awards out there, and this one is at Gen Con. It's in a huge auditorium, it looks like, and we're really curious about it. So that should be fun to go and see all of the RPG world people. I really don't know many people in that space. It seems to be pretty separate from the board game space.
It's awesome. So yeah. It's a really good community.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited to go and connect with them a little bit. All the BGG Hotness Room, I want to go and check that out. That's something they started doing a couple of years ago, and I'm really happy with the way they've set it up. It's just super chill. You can get tickets, go in there, and just play the hottest games that are all in their top hotness list.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's really cool. Oh, Chris yeah. Trump says he doesn't know if he's going to Gen Con.
You should probably figure that out, Chris. Yeah. Let's chat.
Okay. Because I don't know if I'm there.
Tomorrow. Oh.
Oh, JR says that. So I don't have, he's asking about the paintings, about auctioning off a painting for the Nerd Night charity. That would be cool. I don't have any of Quan Chai's yet, though. He has some framing. Stretching the canvas and putting it on the wood and all that to do. And he's actually out of town right now. So I don't know if I'm going to have him in time for Gen Con anyway. But something for the Nerd Night charity thing, we might be able to come up with something for the charity event. Yeah, we'll have to spend some time figuring that out.
Yeah, we'll definitely make sure we have something there. In the past, we donated games, taking games there just to show off to people and play. And it's been a really successful and a really great event. So we're happy to support it again.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
There's also the Diana Jones Awards.
A
lot of people don't know about those.
Yeah, that's on Wednesday night. So that's an interesting thing. Do you guys know what the Diana Jones Awards are from? Where it is? I bet Danny doesn't know because she's kind of new. Sarah's heard the story, I think.
You told me already.
I did?
Yeah, I know this one.
Oh, you do know? Oh, okay, then we don't have to tell the story.
No, tell us. Oh,
okay. Sorry. So the Diana Jones Awards are given out by, it's a committee, It's a secret committee. It's a bunch of industry people that have been around for a million years, right? And the award was made because back in the old TSR days, the Indiana Jones role-playing game was considered like one of the worst things that they ever made. So they were destroying them, and somebody found the remnants of one of the books. So instead of Indiana Jones, it's just got the Diana Jones piece, and they took it and kind of encased it in a lucite glass pyramid and then mounted it on a wooden base. And every year they give it out as an award. They usually nominate different things. It can be a game. It can be things that have impacted the industry. It could be people that have impacted the industry in a positive way. And they usually do four or five nominations. And then they give it out at this kind of nice little get together on Wednesday night. And it's kind of an industry thing. Happens on Wednesday right before Gen Con kicks off. Peter, who owns Gen Con and founded Wizards of the Coast, along with a host of other people, he's part of the committee, and they kind of turn this into a tradition. It's really cool. I think Eric Lang got it last year. I think he won last year.
This year there's
Oh no, Gen Con got it last year. Eric was the year before.
I remember. Yeah, so the list of nominees are always really interesting to me. So this year we have the 200 word RPG challenge is one of the things that is nominated. It's actually a competition that was started by accident in 2015. It's just a competition that's been nominated. Actual play, which is when people go and watch a full playthrough of an RPG online or at a live event, that's also been nominated. And I think that's really interesting because it's something that has really drawn a lot of great attention to RPGs in the last few years, whether it's been Critical Role or Hyper RPG. There's a lot of online live streams of these that are super fun to watch and really gain a lot of attention to RPGs. The next one is Analog Game Studies. This is a journal edited by several different people that's dedicated to the academic and popular study of games containing a substantial analog component.
You didn't just read that, did you?
I did just read that. No. Could you tell? The next one is a little bit more traditional, Charterstone. Most of you probably know about that from Stonemaier Games. Harlem Unbound is an RPG sourcebook. And I don't know much about that one, but that's obviously a little bit more traditional again. And yeah, it's just those different things award. They're going to pick one of them as getting the Diana Jones Award Excellence in Gaming. Wednesday night.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a nice little way. It's very low key. It's a nice way to kind of kick off the Gen Con week. So you go, and we're a sponsor. We've sponsored, I think, every year since Renegade started. It's not super expensive. We give them some money to help pay for the drink tickets and stuff. So it's kind of fun. It's mostly just industry people. They go hang out, have a drink, honor something that's really impacted the industry, and go into the 4-day marathon of Gen Con.
Yeah, it is a nice kickoff, mixer.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of fun. I like that they mix it up like that and have so many different themes. I think that's kind of unusual for an award. Usually it's just what's the best board game this year or whatever, but they're just like, nope, what's cool in gaming this year?
Yep. Yeah, no, it's really cool. All right. Well, what else do we have going on? Gen Con pre-orders close pretty soon, right?
Yeah, we are closing those on Monday. So it gives us enough time. We're closing them on Wednesday.
Wednesday. All the stuff there, read your cue cards.
Oh my goodness. No, yes, Wednesday. And that's because we need to have enough time to prep all those orders, to get everything shipped out, make sure we have enough stuff to cover what everybody wanted at the show. Right. And so if you are not able to pre-order what you want by the time the pre-orders close, we'll still have stuff for sale at the booth. But if you did pre-order something, you'll go to our event space and pick that up. Right. And we did that for safety reasons.
Yeah. No, it should be good. It should cut down on the crowds. If people don't know, this year we actually have two locations. We have our main booth in the hall, which we got a little bit more space this year than last year, but not too much more. We'll take whatever Gen Con can give us. And then we have another space in the event hall that's pretty good size. And that's going to be where you pick up your pre-ordered games. So you won't have to deal with the massive crowds rushing the exhibit hall when it opens. You could just kind of mosey over there and pick up your stuff. So it's kind of nice.
Yeah, I think that's going to be really fun.
Yeah, it's good. We did it at Essen for the first time, and it worked out great.
Yeah, I was surprised by how smooth that was.
Yeah.
I mean, think people really appreciated it.
I mean, besides our stuff getting held up by customs and ransomed, but, you know, beyond that, it worked out just fine.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. We don't like to talk about that part.
No.
That was stressful.
You missed that excitement, Danny. We literally had to, like, they were like, oh, you need to give us, like, 18,000 euros or we're not going to release your stuff. Like, what are you talking about? We already paid for everything. It's all paid. No, 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 we want money. And it has to be cash.
Yeah, that was weird. It had to be cash. Like, who has 18,000 euros in their pocket?
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, sure, hold on. Like, are you crazy? Yeah. So
I was part of the whole Onion Baby stickering debacle.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
Essen was exciting last year because Germany changed a whole bunch of laws about how stuff came into their country basically the week before Essen. So it made it challenge for everyone who wanted to have product there in one way or another.
Yeah, it was fun. Good times. So next Wednesday is the deadline, right? To pre-order. Okay.
Yep. Just one week left.
Not today. Not like today by midnight. No.
18th.
The 18th of July. All right. Sounds good. I'm going to pre-order all my stuff.
So, you better. You're not getting any copies of Les.
It was funny. I was asking, I've got like my copies of Kids on Bikes and stuff sitting here. And I was like, hey, where's my Kids on Bikes Deluxe? I want a hardcover because they've been in the warehouse and I wasn't getting it. And I kept bugging Jenny and Robin. I was like, will you guys place an order for me? And then three of them showed up the other day.
So, of course.
So now I have three deluxe hardcovers. I already gave one away the other day, but these came out really cool. Are we going to have these at Gen Con? I hope so. The peachy folders?
Add them to my list.
You should have these. These are awesome. So they did this as part of the Kickstarter as an add-on, right? Like it's an old school folder, but it's your character folder. And it's got like, you put your name in there and you can put your best subject and your worst subject in school. So, but it has useful stuff, right? Like in an RPG, the GM gets a screen with info, but this actually has useful stuff for players too. So like this has combat guidelines over here and guidelines for failures and successes and stuff, just basic stuff. But you can keep your character sheet in here and all that. Like this is really awesome. I got a sample of it. Now I need to order a bunch of these because they're really
So were those a 70s thing? Because I feel like as a child of the 80s, I didn't ever have these. But everyone that I've talked to who was one kind of decade before knows exactly what they are.
I went to school in the 80s and we had folders.
Like, oh. I had folders, but mine were all covered in like Lisa Frank stuff or something. I didn't have any peachy folders.
I don't know. I mean, we can't compare your childhood to anybody's childhood. You had like you had the Mosquito Coast childhood. You grew up in a box under the stairs. So your childhood's
That's
not
fair.
Relevant. Yeah, okay.
That's fair. Oh, yeah, Trapper Keepers. I really want a Trapper Keeper for Kids on Bikes.
Oh, yeah, that would be super cool. With the Velcro and everything?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Has to be Velcro.
A Trapper Keeper GM screen.
Can we make that?
No.
Oh, there are backpacks. So my sister, Jenny, she does not really care about, like, fancy paraphernalia or anything, like, extra trinkety stuff, so it's just not her thing. But she saw those Kids on Bikes backpacks and she's like, I don't care if I never get another present from you, all I want is the Kids on Bikes backpack. She was so excited about that.
So what you need to do is put one aside for her and then tell her and then sell out of them, because we only have the leftovers, right, from the Kickstarter. Have them all be gone and then give it to her for Christmas.
That might happen. That's true.
And she never watches this, so she won't know.
No, she'll have no idea.
Exactly.
So, yeah, they're really wonderful. I can understand why she wants them.
Yeah. No, I've got all sorts of cool stuff, like pins and all this. Like, it's pretty cool. The other thing, so we got Rick in the channel from Game Trade Media, so we can give him a shout out. So I got another copy of this book, The Overstreet Guide to Collecting Tabletop Games. So this was cool. They just put it out, and it's got all sorts of information in here about tabletop games, and it's really neat from a historical perspective. Like, there's a whole thing on here about, like, you know, traditional games and like Battleship and stuff like that. And then there's a whole section on D&D. There's a whole section on Milton Bradley. There's a whole chapter on Avalon Hill. Matt Mercer did an interview. He's in here. There's some really cool stuff.
I feel like anybody
forward for this too. I don't know.
Who would ever read the forward to book anyway?
I never read forwards. I don't even know why they have people write them. But yeah, no, it's really cool. This is neat. So we got our sample copy written by Carrie Wood and Richard Acne, Big Rick from Game Trade Media. So I don't know. These are available wherever books are sold, something like that.
Yeah, I was really impressed with it. I wasn't really sure what to expect when Rick told us about the book, but I really like that it gave you a really nice overview of the entire tabletop industry. And I've been in this industry for, 12, 13 years now, but there's a lot of stuff in there that I had no idea about. Even after listening to infinite stories from Scott about the olden days, I still didn't know all of it.
Infinite stories from Scott about the olden days.
Yep.
All right, Sarah, no more stories for you.
I like your stories. There's just a lot of them. So I thought they'd all be in that book, but they weren't.
Nope, not all of them.
Yeah.
All right.
It's pretty good.
All right. I've taken enough abuse for one night. What else? Anything else going on? Are we done?
We have one.
No, wait. Oh. Yeah, we have to give away a copy of Wendake.
We need to not forget about it again.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I'm just saving the best for last. That's all.
So how are we giving away this game?
Okay, so the first person to tell me the answer to this exciting trivia question from this live stream.
They have to tell you or type it into the chat?
They have to type it into the chat. So, at the beginning of this, we were talking about all of the shirts you wanted to wear. Which shirt did Danny call dibs on first? We're going to reward the people who have been with us from the beginning in the chat.
Pass. Somebody says, oh, crap, I was away for a bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think we have a winner.
Oh.
Hey, nice. That's exciting. Yeah. So it was, in fact, Kids on Bikes. And according to chat, Jim Goff got it first. Jim, I would like to say both congratulations and I am super impressed with the little gifts that you make. If anyone hasn't seen these gifts that Jim makes, he takes a cover of a book or of a game and turns it into sort of like a little 3D 10-second video, and they rock. You are a very talented individual. So Jim, contact us later, and we will get you a copy of Wendake, which is coming out at Gen Con, even though we forgot about it.
I think we're going to run out of that game. I think the print run's going to go quick. We had that experience with Kepler too.
Yeah, no, it is going to. So it's actually by the same company that did Kepler. It's an Italian company and I love their stuff. I'm a huge fan of heavier Euro games that really make you dig into it and figure out how to optimize your strategy. And this is one of those games. And the artwork's beautiful. The gameplay is really unique. It's just an excellent game. I really fought for publishing it when I got my copy at Essen. I just didn't want to stop playing it. So I told Scott I wanted to publish it.
Yeah. All right. Better do well or you're out of here.
I know, it's my fault. So all of you in chat, you have to buy copies of it or else I'm going to go down in flames. It'll be sad.
It'll be fine. So any other questions that we need to answer before we go? I see Tony said, is she calling you old, Scott? And the answer is yes.
How many years have you been in this industry, Scott?
Me? I don't know. It depends. Do you count when I first opened my store?
Yeah, that counts.
That's all right. So for games, I guess 1996. So that's
you've longer. Got 10 years on me.
Longer
I started, than you. Yeah, I started my store in 2006.
Yeah, Big Rick just said 1,000 years. If this is a family-friendly show, Rick, if this wasn't a family-friendly show, I would have a few choice words for you, but that's fine.
1896.
All right. We'll have a private discussion, Mr. Acne. So if I go back to comic book stuff, I started doing comic book conventions right out of high school in 88. I was literally graduated from high school and went off to school and decided not to get a part-time job and just do comic book conventions on the weekend. So, yep, I've been doing it a while. I guess I am old. You're right.
Well. You're experienced and wise. How about that?
Yeah, whatever. You can all shut it.
Oh, funny.
All right. So when are we doing this again? In 2 weeks?
We're doing this on the 25th. Does that sound right? Yes, on the 25th. So we're going to be very busy getting ready for Gen Con. Well, hopefully we'll be done getting ready for Gen Con.
I won't be here. I'll be away on the 25th.
I gave you a schedule, Scott. Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at summer camp with the Boy Scouts.
Aww.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
I'm going to be up in the mountains in the Sierras.
Oh, nice. For those of you who don't know this about Scott, he's very active in the Boy Scouts of America program. You do a lot of leadership training and wander around in the woods, mostly. That's at least what I think you do.
Yeah, there you go. I went whitewater rafting a couple weeks ago, but that was not a scout outing. That was just with my one son and his friends. So that was fun. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but I won't be here, so oh well. You guys can enjoy. That's really much less entertaining with just the two of you picking on me when I can't defend myself.
Sounds excellent.
We're going to have so much fun. I can't wait. Nice. Well, maybe we'll get Leisha on here. It'll be the trifecta.
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to get Leisha on? Leisha doesn't know how to use technology. It'll never happen.
That's not true. She knows how to use Microsoft projects like a freaking wizard.
That's true. She is a Microsoft project wizard. But all right, good luck with that. And just a reminder, it's a family-friendly show. So.
Oh, God. Okay. We'll see. I may have to rethink that.
Right.
Oh, Alicia's the best. All right. Well, I think that pretty much covers it for the show. So thank you. Thank you all so much for being here. It has been a blast. And we will see hopefully a few of you at Gen Con. And if not, at least in a couple weeks. So thank you guys so much. Have fun. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.